Step back. 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 Let God lead the way. Step back. Step back and let your higher self lead the way. Step back. I will step back and let God lead the way. I will step back and let God lead the way. Be on lesson 155 in the workbook, 291. Yeah, just take a minute. And I'm gonna read through the first three paragraphs. If you got the book, please read along with me. And if you see me say anything you don't see on the page, I'm giving you A Course in Miracles definition of that term. I will step back and let God lead the way. There's a way of living in the world that's not here. Although it seems to be, you don't change appearance, though you smile more frequently. Your forehead is serene, your eyes are quiet, and the ones who walk the world as you do recognize their own. Yet those who haven't yet perceived the way will recognize you also, but they will believe that you are like them, as you were once before. The world is an illusion. Those who come to the world are seeking for a place where they can be illusions and avoid their own reality. But when you find your reality is even here, you step back and let it lead the way. What other choice is really yours to make? To let illusions walk ahead of truth is madness, but to let illusions sink behind the truth and let the truth stand forth as what it is merely sanity. To let the truth stand forth as what it is the simple choice we make today. The mad illusion will remain a while in evidence for those to look upon who chose to come and haven't yet rejoiced to find they were mistaken in their choice. Those who haven't yet rejoiced to find they were mistaken in their choice, they cannot learn directly from the truth because they deny that the truth is so. And so they need a teacher who perceives their madness, but who still can look beyond illusion to the simple truth in them. Right there. Right behind it. There's some chairs in there. Right in that little... Yeah. Okay. So... Okay. When you're moving through the world correctly, you look like you're in the world, but you're not in the world. You live it in a way that looks like it's in the world, but it's not in the world. If you're following New Thought, or you're following the Course, if you're following any of these teachings that are opposite to what the world teaches, he says it's a way of living in the world that's not here, though it seems to be. You don't change appearance, you smile more. Your forehead is serene, your eyes are quiet, and the people who are walking the world just the way you are, they recognize their own. So the people who are also becoming conscious and also awakening and also opening their heart, they will recognize you and you will recognize them. Okay? Now, the people who have not yet perceived the way that we got to go in the path of love instead of the path of fear, got to take the path of responsibility instead of the path of blame, take this path of the creator instead of the path of the victim, those who still in the old way, they are going to also recognize you, but they're going to think you're just like them, the way you used to be. So as far as they're concerned, you'll be just as screwed up as they are. That you got just as much fear, that you have just as much suspicion, that you might let them down. Whatever their level of consciousness is, then they're going to see you as the same way. That's why when you're more loving toward a person than they believe that they deserve to be treated, then they don't trust you. And you've seen that many times. Because they think you're like them. So, the world is an illusion. The Course says an illusion just means it's a false idea of fear. Because your world is your perception. Your world is the way you see things. Your world is the way you interpret things. So the Course says, we came here because we wanted to basically have our fantasies. And we didn't really want to recognize the truth. But we got here and even started to recognize the truth. And since we're starting to recognize the truth, what kind of sense could it make but to start to let the truth that you've studied lead the way? So if the truth says you create your reality through your perceptions, your feelings, your emotions, then that means whatever's going on in your life right now, you are the creator and the source of that. So that thought has to go before everything else. The truth has to go before the illusion. The idea that I'm responsible must go before the idea that I'm a victim. The idea that love is real must go before the idea that fear is real. You know, the idea that God is real, that we have guidance, that we're not alone, that's got to lead the way. What most people do is put the truth behind the illusion. And they live the way they've been taught to live by the world, which is a sense of projection and blame and victim consciousness. And then at some point they hope they'll be able to pull some truth in. It's really my job taking care of me, and now I'm going to go pray to God. See, that's putting the illusion before the truth. My job isn't what's taking care of me. It's what God is what's taking care of me. So my creator should be first. And then whatever's going to happen to me has to come behind that truth. We put the illusion first. And then at some point, not you, just talking theoretically. I know nothing I'm saying applies to you all at all. But just for the sake of clarity and everything, I'm going to say stuff like, you know, you. But I'm not really talking about you. So, the Course says, anybody that's not at the point that they realize that they made a mistake by believing what the world teaches, about that, he says, they can't learn directly from the truth. So a person who wants to deceive themselves and not ready to wake up yet, they can't recognize the truth when you tell them directly. So people who are not ready to change their mind can't learn directly from the truth, so they need a teacher. And the teacher is somebody who can see your madness, but also knows the truth about you. So if a person, so we need a higher consciousness, we need a being, we need a teacher that can see what we believe, but also remembers that we are deserving of love, regardless of what we think about ourselves. I need somebody in my life who can see me beyond how I see me when I'm not seeing me right. I don't need somebody that when I say something wrong with me, they point out two or three more things I didn't think of. You know, just in case you forgot this, let me point out another thing about you that needs to be taken care of over here. So I don't need any more of that. Okay, I need a true teacher. The true teacher is, I know you're feeling guilty. I know you're feeling afraid. I know you're feeling like maybe you're not loved the way you should be, or you can't have the kind of life and prosperity or abundance or relationship you want. But I know you're a holy child of God. I know you're loved. I know you're innocent. And I know you deserve that. Even if you don't think you deserve that, I know you are an innocent child of God. I need somebody to remember who I am when I've forgotten. So the Course says, we have a teacher like that. That we are the one that is talking about when it says we can't learn directly from the truth. Because when we get the truth directly, when you really want the old thought system and you get the truth directly, you'll say, I either didn't hear it or I didn't understand it. It either go right past me or I say I didn't understand it even if I heard it. So I can't listen, I can't learn directly. You walk up to the average person, you say, you are immortal. You are not a body. You are totally innocent. You are spirit. You create your own reality. You are more than what you think you are. You are joined to everything that is. You only deserve happiness. They'll probably call the police first. And then after you, they don't take you away, you know. Then they can't hear it. So they need somebody with them who knows that they're not seeing things correctly, but also remembers the truth about them. And that's the role we play in the lives of our friends, associates, and relatives. We're supposed to be the one that remembers what they really deserve, even when they forget. And if you will do that consistently as your function, there will be no need on any level that you have that will not be met. No need. Be it an emotional need, a mental need, a spiritual need, or the need to pay your bills. Every one of your needs will be met when you fulfill your function as a teacher of love, a demonstrator of love. Until you're ready to do that, you're going to end up probably doing a lot of stuff you don't like, trying to make it. Because the average person, when you say, what are you here for? What's your function? What's your goal? They don't say, well, to remember the truth of everybody around me, even when they forget it. They usually have a different goal. So how do you know this isn't true? The Course is true. It's true. I know. Now, for us to accept that and walk out of here and go, okay, I just need to remember what we were just told tonight about the people around us, and if I really sincerely would do that, I would see my life begin to transform. So that would be learning directly from the truth, which it says we probably are not ready to learn directly from the truth because, like it says, we have not rejoiced to find out that we made a mistake to even be in a world of fear. And when we talk about a world of fear, we're talking about a perception of fear. Because your world is your perception. And I'm going to keep saying that. When I say world, I'm not just talking about the external physical world. I'm talking about the way you see things. So when it talks about you came for the salvation of the world, you came for the healing of your own perception. To be healed. You're here to be healed. Then the Course says, well, what does that mean? Well, to heal, according to the Course, means to have your fear undone. Because when your fear is undone, all healing takes place, because all sickness, all accidents, all problems, everything that makes us unhappy on any level is rooted in fear and separation. So the physical things that we deal with in the world are nothing but the physical manifestations of the fear. Get rid of the fear, you get rid of this manifestation, which takes the form of what we call the crap. Okay? The crap we go through is coming from the separation and the fear and not fulfilling our function, which is to allow ourselves to be happy so that people will see it's possible. That's what a teacher of God does. A teacher of God demonstrates joy, demonstrates happiness, demonstrates peace, demonstrates freedom, so that people know God is alive and well because you see God in me. You see love in me. You don't have to wonder if God exists. I'm going to let God come through me. I'm going to let love come through me. I'm going to let peace come through me. I'll be a witness. And so if I'm willing to be a witness, then I also get the benefits of working for this firm. Okay. I get the benefit of working for the firm. Now, I have felt a few times like I was laid off. It was telling you. But then I realized I laid myself off because I couldn't handle the good stuff that was happening to me, and it brought up all my feelings of unworthiness and fear, and so I had to screw it up to prove I was right about nothing goes right for me. Okay? I did this very well. I did it in, let's see, I did it in 1997. Did a pretty good thing. And I did it in 1980. Those are exceptional times. There's been other times, but we all have those peak moments of forgetfulness. Okay? And what happened after every one of those things, when I kept studying the truth and kept focusing on the truth and kept wanting to remember my function, was that things got better than they ever were before inside. Okay? So right, so on the other side of every what looked like a disaster or a tragedy is a miracle. It's a really cool experience, provided that when the going gets rough, you get into your truth deeper instead of running away from it, trying to go back to do it like the world did it one more time. Okay. So, look, I'm going to go through all this. I'm going to hop around wherever the Spirit tells me to go. So, the Holy Spirit, when the Course says Holy Spirit, it's just talking about the part of us that, like you said, perceives our madness but still can look beyond our madness to the simple truth in us. Because when you get angry and you get upset, you are no longer present. You're no longer present. Your ego is in charge. You're the robot now. You're the program. And if people are talking to you while you're being the program, you don't hear them anyway and you just want to attack them. So if you're trying to reason with somebody when they've already gone to sleep, you're just wasting your time because they won't hear you. That's when you have to remember the truth for them until they come back to sanity again. You can want to try to reason if you like to. You can do the whole way if you want to. They're upset and you're going to try to reason with them and everything. What you need to let them do is express, 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 vent, 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 express, 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 vent, 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 which you will not be able to do if you believe anything that they're saying. If you believe what they're saying about you, if it's an attack on you, then you won't be able to let them say what they got to say without reacting, because you believe it too. That's why you're rebelling against the thought. You're giving it so much power. Okay? But if you really know it's not true, it's like somebody coming to me and saying, you know, you know, you're Bugs Bunny, 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 you're Bugs Bunny. You know you're Bugs Bunny. Admit you're Bugs Bunny. You know you're Bugs Bunny. I saw you and Daffy doing some freaking stuff. You are Bugs Bunny. Okay? Now, if you in the least bit in your right mind, you won't be going, no, I'm not Bugs Bunny. I'm not Bugs Bunny. No, I'm not Bugs Bunny either. I know I'm not. See, I wouldn't even engage a person calling me Bugs Bunny enough to, you see what I'm saying? So if you get angry, if you get mad, you're giving whatever they're saying power. You believe it. So you know what you believe by what you revolt against. You know what you believe by what you revolt against. You know what you believe by what you get all emotional about and all upset about. That's what you believe. I don't believe in sin. I don't believe in hell. I don't believe in guilt. I don't believe in that stuff. Why are you getting so upset? Why are you freaking out? You do. That's why you can't stand the word. I say the word, sin. You know. The Course teaches there is no sin. The Course teaches there is no hell. Now, all of us that claim we want to believe that there's no such thing, we should be like leaping for joy. I don't see nobody leaving. You're in a place that's you're actually in a place that's saying what you say you want to hear. I say I want to hear that I'm free. I say I want to hear that joy. I say that I want to believe that God is love. But how much real energy do I put behind that idea? How much enthusiasm do I give that idea? If the truth demanded that you give up the world, it would appear to you as if it asked the sacrifice of something that's real. Many people have chosen to renounce the world while still believing in this reality. And so these people who have renounced the world while still believing in it have suffered from a sense of loss and haven't been released accordingly. Others have chosen nothing but the world. And those who choose nothing but the fear, but the world, they've suffered from a sense of loss still deeper, which they did not understand. Now, between these two paths, what two paths? Renouncing the world, saying I don't believe in this stuff, but you totally believe in it because you're freaking out right now about how you're going to pay this, that, or the other. You're totally looking for your soulmate. You're totally looking for the person, the thing that's going to make you happy, the position that's going to make you happy, the job that's going to make you happy. You totally believe in the world. I renounce the world. Ha! No, I just want a world that's more like the one I want. And of course, that's a perception. You can have that perception. You can have a perception. You can have anything you want, provided you don't make any decisions without your higher self. You can have anything you want if you ask the universe before you make up your mind about how you're supposed to receive it. Yeah, there are principles of receiving. There are laws of receiving. And if we obey those laws, we'll always have, the easiest way to have what you want is to give it. You want it the fastest way you can have it? Give it. And you'll have it. The ego way, the false way is, I'm going to wait for somebody to give it to me, then I'll give it back. But people, when you prove to me you love me, then I love you. When you give me something, then I'm going to give you something. When you prove you're trustworthy, then I'm going to trust you. See, doesn't work like that. If I want to have people that I trust in my life, I have to be trustworthy. If I want people in my life that are loving, I have to be loving. If I want people in my life that are fun, then I have to be fun. So I have to tell myself the truth. And the truth is, if I say I don't believe this old way of thinking, but I'm still acting like I do, then that's going to give me a sense of loss, he says. And also, if you are choosing nothing but what the world has taught you, then you're not feeling satisfied and you don't know why. Those are like the people who seem to have the perfect relationship, the perfect job, the good bank account. They seem to have everything, and then they'll say, something's still missing. Okay, then of course, well, there's a third path. Okay, so you can either be a person who thinks you have what you want and you're not satisfied, or you can be a person who claims you're renouncing all the stuff that you no longer believe in, but you still believe in it. And so you still keep going through it. You know, if you're of the new thought system, then you're going to always include everybody else in what you ask for, and you're going to want what you ask for everybody to have. You know, if I want peace, I'm going to say I want everybody else to have it too. But if I'm not including everybody else, I don't know the truth. Because then I'm leaving a part of myself out. If you all one with me and I only want you to be happy, then I'm leaving the rest of me out. This is like me trying to leave this building, but going to leave half my body inside and think I'm going to leave. You know, I got to include that. If this oneness stuff is true, then I have to include all of you. If this oneness stuff is true. But if I'm saying I believe in oneness, but I really don't, then I'm upset right now because I think I'm really spiritual and I'm not reaping the benefits. But the truth is, I'm not spiritual at all because I'm not including any of you all. I got, you know, a few of you all that I want to hook up with. All right. So, let me stop here. Any questions or comments about this much? Because he's going to tell us the path for us, the path that's not the path of loss.
Right.
Okay. Y'all want to hear that?
Yeah.
But then before that, now, this stuff right here, I've been studying a long time, so I can read stuff and it doesn't upset me. But when you first hear this stuff, it can be disoriented and upsetting. So I would advise you, if that's what's going on, take advantage of me and take advantage of this opportunity to let me do some clarification for you. Okay, great.
So if you actually repel people,
uh-huh,
because you, per se, love them so much and you see them in a different light and they walk away from you.
Right.
Then you're unable to be their teacher.
Well, you're their teacher because even if they walked away and you remembered who they really are, you've done your part. Even if they walked away and you didn't attack them, you're doing your part. If they walked away and you were saying you got a right to walk away because you're free and I want you to do what gives you peace, you're their teacher. You're their teacher because you are demonstrating what love would be like. So if I'm giving you love and you, your reaction to my love, the way I show you my love is to give you your reaction to my love. So if your reaction to my love is you want to leave me, then if I love you, then I let you. Because I'm demonstrating that you're free. I'm demonstrating that you got a right to follow any path that you want to go. So practicing the truth doesn't always mean that people are going to behave the way you want them to. What it does mean is that you're going to become saner yourself, and therefore you start to attract more people that are also like the Course said at the very beginning, those that are like you, that recognize you. See, when you don't love yourself, you're continually trying to change somebody into what you want them to be in order for you to be happy. And you set it up where their behavior determines the way you feel. That's the most common approach that people take in relationships. And it's wrong. It does not work. Because while you're trying, I promise you, while you're trying to change that person, there are thousands who you could be enjoying that's already that way that you want to have. Thousands. Millions. You can't even get around to all of them in a lifetime. But you're preoccupied in denying yourself what you really deserve with a person that does not appreciate you the way you are, so therefore it's all about y'all changing each other. And how can you party if you're always trying to change each other? Because what you say to that person is, something is wrong with you, 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 something is wrong with you. You just change that behavior, you just change that behavior. Something's wrong with you, something's wrong with you, something is wrong with you, something is wrong with you, something is wrong. You know something is wrong with you, something is wrong with you. Don't you just love me? Aren't you glad that you're with me? You got to have some damn good sex coming down, I'm telling you. But make me overlook that kind of stuff? I got to be screaming many times a night. what we do. We compromise the consciousness for the physical experience that we think we have with that person. We overlook because there's something we value more than that. And so I get a chance to see what my value is. Is it the consciousness or is it the booty?
Booty.
Thank you. I like to be around people who say booty. You know why? Because they're getting real about where we are. We won't go to the next level of consciousness until we get down to earth with each other and get real with each other. You know? And that's why I talk the way I talk, because I know if I keep doing that, I'm going to get more and more people coming to my classes like you and others who are down to earth. Let's get real. Let's talk. Let's get this stuff in here. Instead of being afraid to communicate the stuff that we all do and the stuff that we all know. You know, and I don't want to be in more of these spiritual classes that never talk about any of the stuff that we really deal with at a human level every day, because everybody's holy. Everybody's too holy to say, I know I can tell you, Earl, that I'm really here to know God, but I just really want to orgasm. That's why I'm really hoping that this book will allow me to have. Now, I'm going to say, to be spiritual, I'm going to say, I want to know God. And I do. I want to yell God out louder than I've ever yelled God out in my life. You know? But see, that's what real people say. Spiritual people go. I'm telling you, it's like if you all are me, I'm going to treat you like you're me. If I'm going to treat you like you're me, then I'm going to be me and I'm going to see what happens. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing that a lot, and the people in my physical reality are shifting so rapidly that it's blowing my mind right now, because your reality always adjusts itself to your consciousness level. So when you change your consciousness, you don't have to worry about the outer world shifting. The outer world has to, because it's a reflection of your consciousness. So as soon as you change your mind, your perception of your world will change. And that's how you know whether you change your mind or not. If you really change your mind, you see change. If you haven't changed your mind, you're complaining. That's so simple. Are you complaining? Then you haven't changed your mind. Why? Because your mind is creating the circumstances that you're experiencing right now. And so if you really had changed your mind, your physical experience and your perception of your physical experience would change. And the problem you think you have would be gone if it's a mental problem. And all problems are mental problems. All problems are mental problems. But people would rather think they have a physical disease than to think that they're mentally ill. Mm-hmm. Mentally ill is like, oh, don't call me mentally ill. You know what I'm saying? That just has such a stigma to it. But all of us generally have compassion for mentally ill people. So we have more compassion for each other. We realize we was crazy as loons. It would be so much easier. It'd be so much easier for me to forgive you if I knew you were just out of your mind. Yeah. You know, the reason why you were behind the bush when I went to visit her, because you're crazy. Oh, okay, you're just mentally ill. You just need help. You don't know any better. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're walking down the street and then, you know, a man walks up to you with a pinch on your butt and you think he's sane, you call the police. But if he goes, you go, okay, all right. You ready? You crazy, I'll give him a break. You see, that if you person crazy, you become compassionate. So the course is past the compassion is to see we crazy as hell. Just try it, you'll be amazed. All of us have seen movies where we saw people that seem to have some kind of a handicap and we get all choked up. You know, and that's where you'd be about everybody. After a while, you look at your cousin and go, you know what I'm saying? You look at your mom and go, because you know they're called for love. They are a call for love. They are insane with fear and separation. They believe that they're so separate from source, so separate from you, so separate from themselves that they're just afraid. And out of fear, people do crazy things. They do vicious things out of fear. The most timid animal, you corner it, it's going to try to come out. That's why when somebody's angry, you give them space. That's why I always be the opposite of the exit. I'm sitting here, the door is over there. That's a reason for that. If a person is afraid, give them plenty of room to leave. Yeah. Because house, then they are much less likely to attack you than when they feel cornered. But when you don't love yourself, when the person is most afraid and most angry is when you insist on talking to them and you insist that they stay right there. You're just always running away whenever I want to talk to you because it's saving your life. This is really to your advantage that I'm leaving out the door right now. I'm going to take a drive and then we'll come back later and maybe we'll talk about this. You never want somebody that's insane with anger not to have space. So, what's with the other path here? Okay.
Okay.
All right. You know? And you'll be magnetically drawn to the person who's most like your subconscious mind. You'll be magnetically drawn to the person that's most like your subconscious mind, that's most like your hidden self. If you're in a relationship sometimes and it just don't make no sense to you, and you just go, "What? I don't even what? What? I can't. But then you know you're trying to make a date tonight. You know what I'm saying? You know the same time you're saying that you're going, "Boy, I hope we can get together later." Oh, you know, that's because you know that person is you. You know that person reflects an idea that you have about yourself that is hidden from you, but it's truly your idea about yourself. And you're drawn to them because that's you. That's you. Maybe their insecurities and fears take a different appearance, but it's still insecurity and fear. Actually, that's the best news in the world. Yeah, because if you see yourself as the same, you've gotten rid of all cause of separation and attack. It is no way I can see you as me and see you as being just like me and want to attack you as much as I would if I thought you were totally different from me. I have fear, you have fear. Oh, I have jealousy. Oh, you don't always do it right, I'm not always doing it right. Oh, you're trying to learn how to be loving, I'm trying to learn how to be loving too. Oh, sometimes you have victim consciousness, I have victim consciousness too. Sometimes you're really sane and wonderful and beautiful. Me too, sometimes I'm really sane and wonderful and beautiful too. You see, but if I go, "I am this way and you are that way." See, I got a good reason to attack you because I'm so different from you. But if I go, "Oh my goodness, what's the news? And we need to do this together because we both got the same thing." So even if I talk to you, I'm not coming from a condescending place because I'm coming from a place of equality. And you can hear what I'm saying with less defensiveness because it's not me coming from a superior point of view. Oh, yeah. So I managed to go, "What's in that person is in my own consciousness too." And neither one of us are it. See, if I take this metaphysical thought that goes, "Whatever is in you is also in me," and I just see a whole bunch of crap in you, okay, well, how have I really improved the situation? Where it used to be just you was messed up, now I'm messed up too. So now both of us screwed up. Well, at least the other way I could go is you was just screwed up and not me. But if I go, "Well, I see another person, it's in me." But then I'm always seeing something to people I don't like. Then I'm still seeing what I don't like. Now I'm part of it too. So I've just increased it. I haven't decreased it. So what is the answer? From a core standpoint, what you should do is go to the next level and ask yourself, who did the choosing? Who was it that chose to see you this way? And who was it that chose to see them that way? There were choices about how we could see things. Well, who was it that chose to see things in a way that's always keeping me upset? Who is that?
That's a crazy
girl. And who taught him? See, that's what I'm saying. Something must have gone first. Something must have come before the decision to see yourself however you see yourself today. Who was it that decided to see you this way? What was it? See, that's the essence of your being. And when you get to the point that you recognize you're the chooser, now you're in the place of power. And then if you really want to go to the place of power, you go, "I am the chooser, God choose for me." See, you don't go, "I am the chooser, so let me just go back to some of my own choices again. Let me try another one of my choices." You go, "I want something to choose that doesn't have hate, that doesn't have fear, that's not insecure, that does know what's going on." Because I don't. This one doesn't. This girl doesn't. So what does he do then? Well, he's got to get new interpretations of what's happening. That's what he does. He just reacts. So since he just basically reacts, then he needs to have some new reactions. Because the part of us that doesn't know is only reacting. You don't really know what's going to happen to you 2 hours from now. You really don't. You can pretend you do, because that gives you a sense of security. Because that's why, as the Course says, we judge. It says we judge because we try to convince ourselves that we know what's going on, because it's too frightening for us to recognize we don't know nothing. So we pretend that we do by judging everything around us, which convinces us that we must know what's happening, because I just got through judging it. So the purpose of judgment is to keep us unaware of the fact that we know we don't know of anything for sure. And it's too frightening to realize you don't really know what's going to happen 2 hours from now. So you make a plan. Because the purpose of the plan is to give you a false sense of control over what you think is about to happen, so that you feel secure. Where if you really trusted God, you wouldn't worry about that. But when I don't believe in a higher power, I got to make a whole lot of plans, because I got to take care of myself. So I'm going to pretend that I can control reality in order to give myself some sense of security. But to do that, I'm going to have to judge everything around me so I can convince myself I know what's going on. I'm also going to have to sign roles to all of you for what you have to do to help me carry out my plan. And by the way, I'm going to hold grievances against you if you don't do what I assigned to you for my plan. And you might betray me, which just means that you may not act out the role I've assigned, and I'll call that betrayal, because I'm supposed to have total control over you, and you did something to show I didn't have total control over you, so now you betrayed me. You ever seen a child play with a jack-in-the-box or something like that, and it pops up and it freaks them out? You know why? Because according to the way the child had figured out, that wasn't supposed to happen. We have jack-in-the-box all day, every day. You know, every day we got a plan about how it's supposed to go. It didn't go that way. We freak out. Why? Because we actually think, just like the kid, that's like the child thought the rules he made up for the jack-in-the-box was controlling the jack-in-the-box, which was, well, the jack-in-the-box is supposed to pop up and frighten me. That's my rule. See, that's the same as me assigning a behavior to you, right? But that's not really a real law, just because the kid made it up. The truth is, the jack-in-the-box can pop out of the box. You see, so the reason why we're constantly surprised is because we expect reality to function according to the rules we made up for it. And it never will, because the rules we made up are not the universal laws that govern things. They're just desires based on my personal fantasy to rule everything around me so they can serve me and make me happy. Napoleon don't have nothing on me. You know what I'm saying? That's deep when you just really hear that, what I'm really saying. You know, our experience of the world is just like the great big perceptual temper tantrum. It's us saying, I want it my way, and I want this my way, and I want that my way, and I want you my way, and I want you that. So perceptual temper tantrum. I woke up in the morning with the goal of being right, even if I'm wrong. I woke up this morning with the goal of everything going the way I think it should, even if it shouldn't. And do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy? Do you really want to be happy, or do you want to be right about the way you think things are according to the way you set it up, is what the Course asks us. You can be happy. You can be happy today, but I don't know how to tell you this, but the laws of happiness don't operate the way you do. How do you know? Well, you ain't happy. If you was obeying the laws of happiness, you would be like, happy. I am obeying the laws of happiness. It's just not happening for me. I'm doing everything right, but it's turning out all wrong. It's like, Course is saying, if everything's turning out all wrong, it's because you're doing it all wrong. What? If everything's turning out all wrong to you, it's because you're doing it all wrong.
Oh, God.
If nothing's going the way you want it to, it's because you're not doing it correctly. Do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy? Do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy? Do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy? Do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy? Do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy? Well, I want to be both. I want to be right, and I want to be happy. Well, the only way I can be right and happy is I have to believe the truth. Then I can be right and happy.
There you go.
You see what I'm saying? It's possible, but I got to give up my script. I got to give up my plan in favor of the plan of the Creator.
Give up my plan?
My plan. It's okay to make a plan. It's a great way to occupy your time. And so I wouldn't deprive anybody of that. We'd lose our minds without our plan. So do your plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Do your plan.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, when you leave here tonight, go do your plan. You know, so you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do, I want you to go get your plan all neatly. You probably got it on your computer. You know, you got your plan. And what's cool about the plan is that the plan reduces your fear level, and anything you do to reduce your fear level opens you up to receiving something from Spirit. Okay, so if you need a plan in order to feel secure, then make your plan. But while you're making your plan, you want to be also working on letting go whatever blocks you have inside of you that keep you from knowing your connection to Source. Because it's your connection to Source that really takes care of you. And when you get that connection, you don't need any plans. You'll just be carrying out a plan. And the cool part about carrying out a plan is that everything you need for the plan to be carried out, which includes your perfect happiness, will be done for you and will be done through you. The Course says the Holy Spirit will tell you what to do and then do it for you. God will tell you what to do and then do it for you. Love will tell you what to do and do it for you. He says, and you who are full of strain, you find it more restful than sleep. And I think that's great.
Wow.
It's like the person telling me, you need to change that tire, but I'm going to change it for you. You need to change your mind, but I'll change your mind. He said, we could have our mind changed for us. So, but we haven't reached that level of surrender yet. That we're so willing to admit that we want to be happy, that we're willing to have intelligence and wisdom and love take over our minds instead of us trying to be the one to teach ourselves. We'll let ourselves teach us. We always trying to teach ourselves. Of course, why don't you let yourself teach you? Huh? Why don't you let yourself teach you? I said, that's novel. See? It's deep. So if you walk out of here tonight and you just have the perception in your mind that there's another way, that your way is to remember the truth, and when everyone around you has forgotten it, you remember it for them, which is just simply saying that no matter what your friends or relatives believe about themselves, you remember that they are children of God. You remember that that's a spiritual being. You remember that that being deserves healing and that being deserves love. Doesn't mean that you fix them. It doesn't mean that you're necessarily the one that's going to do anything. It just means your function is remembering, and if there's something for you to do, you will be told. You will be, and you know it, and most of the time, the Course says, which is really great, he says that the way we help people the best is when we help them without knowing we're doing it. Because when we tend to be in charge of the healing is when we screw them up. So the person that I decide to help is in trouble. The person that I helped when I didn't even know I was helping them, then that's the one who safely got my help. But not the one that I decide to help. Like, if like I go, well, I'm going to really fix my brother. I need to make sure my brother gets here and come to this. You know, I'm going to fix it because it's really, the problem has nothing to do with me. It's just that if I just get them to wake up, then, you know, because I'm pretty enlightened myself. That's why I'm with somebody that's totally unconscious. Or you could say they're totally enlightened and don't know it because they're with you. It's one or the other. And so which means both of y'all got to be equals. So either that person is just as conscious and older soul as you are, but in a deep state of forgetfulness. Okay? Or you are just as unconscious as you're seeing them as being, and in that case, you're still the equal. So give each other a break. But if you're together, you're the same. 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 If you're together, you are the same. If you're together, you are the same. If you're together, you are the same.
Wow.
And that'll be good news when you're with somebody you like.
Yeah.
That's only depressing when your life's generally nothing that you like.
Yeah.
If your life was something that you enjoy, you'd be glad to hear that statement. That statement would invigorate you. Oh, me, everybody around me is me, and I got so many cool people around me, so that means I must be cool too. Wow! But then if you're surrounded by parts of yourself that you judge, criticize, condemn, and don't like, and someone says, everybody around you is a reflection of you. You're depressed as you can be. So what are you doing surrounded by people that you don't want to be associated with?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what you just said.
Wow.
I don't want to be associated with these people. What do you mean they're in me? Why are you surrounded by people who you don't want to be associated with? because they're giving you endless opportunities to fulfill your function and allow yourself to act. It's like right now, we're probably surrounded by people who can get us right out of fear and hell and take us into abundance just by giving us an opportunity to practice seeing them beyond how they see themselves. It could be, they could be the keys to our happiness all around us, because if the key to happiness is correct perception, which means remembering who they really are even when they've forgotten, then if I'm surrounded by people who've forgotten who they are, then I've got just that many more opportunities to free myself by fulfilling my function. So either I'm around people who can free me, or I'm around people who know they're free and we rejoice together. Those are the two people I'm around. Either people who are like me, that we rejoice because we both know it's about freedom and peace, or I'm with somebody who seems to be asleep, who I can remember who they are for them, and that's going to change my vibration. And then when I change my vibration, then I'll be propelled into another reality, and I'll draw people to me that are more along the lines of joy, without condemning them at all, because they want to be where they are, because they also have the same choice that I do. So you got to realize, nobody's where they are by accident. They think the way they do by choice. So that doesn't mean you have to stick around until they decide to change their mind. It just means you remember who they are and you have a good time and you enjoy your life and you just be ready to receive them when they're ready to be happy. But it don't mean you go on the journey into insanity with them until they decide one day, maybe 30 years from now, that, you know, maybe I am a little responsible for what's happening to you. You know, and by then, you know, you couldn't dance if your life depended on it. You know what I'm saying? So my point in saying that is that you're not deserting someone if you remember the truth about them. You're not deserting someone if you support them in being who and what they want to be. You're not deserting someone if you always want the best for them, whether you're in each other's physical presence or not. You have not deserted them. Desertion at a spiritual level would mean you forget that they are just like you, spiritual beings learning soulful lessons. So you can be with somebody and your bodies are not together. You can still be connected in a relationship whether your bodies are together. You can have your body together and be totally separated. Just because your bodies are together doesn't mean you're in a relationship with that person. And there are people who I haven't seen in years that I feel like I'm in relationship more than some people that I see all the time. And if it's a real relationship, it's like that. And we all know that. It doesn't have anything to do with time and space. You know, for a guy considered to be my best friend, we hadn't seen each other for 20 years until I went back to Memphis. But it didn't have anything to do with me seeing him. I knew that right now I could get on the phone and say, hey, man, help me. He'd be there. Because it doesn't have anything to do with the body. It's how we love each other, how we feel about each other. You know, but that's the new level. The new level is it transcends time and space. The new level is that you're going to start to meet people who recognize you for being who you really are, and y'all just going to know each other, and you're just going to click, and you're just going to connect, and you're not going to have to be figuring each other out and going through all these layers of trust tests and all this stuff. You just know. You just recognize each other, and you know. Then you're going to be around some people who think you're just like them. Somebody who's unconscious, believes in victim consciousness, just a regular human being. That's okay too. Because when you're with them, they give you an opportunity to free yourself by remembering who you are and remembering who they are, and they are creators, and they are not victims. And both of those will change your consciousness, and therefore change your vibration, and therefore change everything that you draw to you, and that's the easy path. Now, if we would hear this and then say, well, I'm going to put this thought before me now. I'm going to let this kind of thinking go before me now. That's stepping back and letting truth lead the way. If I hear all this stuff and go, oh, those were nice, interesting concepts, but when I walk out of here, I go, it's your fault, okay, then I'm still doing the old thing. I'm letting the illusion be before the truth. So therefore, I'm going to get the illusion. I'm going to get the fear. I'm going to get the separation because that's what I'm putting first. So what you put first is what you experience first. That's radical, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You know, if I'm putting the world first, then I'm experiencing the world first. If I'm putting the fear first, I'm experiencing the fear first. Unless I pay attention to what spirit is saying, and I do a flip on my ego, I go, oh, that's fear. That's a call for love. Mm-hmm. that sphere, that's a request for abundance. So I do the flip by seeing the so-called negative emotion or feeling as a request for its opposite. And then whenever I feel guilty, it will attract innocence to me, because my mind will be reprogrammed to believe that any negative, fearful state of consciousness is something I don't deserve to have, and it will automatically start correcting anything that causes me into pain, because I've seen pain as a request for the opposite of pain. And so when I see fearful, angry people, that's a request for what? Loving, peaceful people. Ooh, I walked into this place last night, and it was such a call for some loving, peaceful people. See, I changed it. So that's what we have to remember. That's what we need to help each other remember. Because when we leave out of here, that's not going to be what we hear. It's not going to be what you hear when you walk out of this room. You know that, and I know that. So we're together so we can remember this, because it's in the remembering that we get the healing, not the analyzation. Don't analyze me, accept me. Don't judge me, love me. I don't need analyzation. And there's an even, all of the first four letters is anal. Lie. It's an anal lie. Don't anal lie me. Accept me. Go, hey, that brother over there, that's my brother sitting in front of me in this class. You know, this is an aspect of me up there sharing this. I don't need what are you up to? What's your inner motivation? What are you trying to get from me? No conscious being will want anything from you. I'm telling you, the aliens are not abducting people, they're dropping them off. I tell y'all this all the time. This is a planet where all the insane souls come to learn how to love. That's why we don't see any other signs of intelligent life. We are like way off. We're like the little red bus, little souls. We're like way off. Away from everybody. So we can't harm nobody. No, they have to hustle. They still haven't seen nobody. That's how far they're trying to make sure they get away from us. Until we love. Until we have some sense. Right. Yeah, and so they gave us the quickest way. The higher beings gave us the quickest way back with each other. We are not alone, so we have a way out, because we can remind each other, we can apply the principles to each other, and we'll transform this thing. And we're not without help. But we got to admit, we don't know. Mm-hmm. But you got to admit, you don't know how to make yourself permanently happy. You've been trying since the day you were born, and you haven't pulled it off yet. And the ego says, well, it's just another person. It's just another place. It's just another thing. If you could just get the right person, place, or thing, then you're going to finally be happy. And I realized I've been hearing this song as long as I have been on this planet. I can remember being like 6 years old going, boy, I want that rocking horse. I got the rocking horse. Well, I need a bicycle. Okay, and here it is years later. I'm still doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm still doing the exact same thing. Coming up with what I think I want, mm-hmm. trying to manipulate everything and everybody into giving it to me. And even when I receive it, I'm not happy.
Yeah.
So to get the thing going really great, we should start off by saying, you know, I thank my Father for his gifts to me. I thank God for God's gifts to me. Whatever way you have to say it, that the words don't freak you out. If you said it to the point that words still freak you out, that's okay. Then use some words that don't freak you out. Okay? You need to transpose it, turn it into goddess, or you need to turn it into love, or you need to turn it into whatever. Don't even matter. The only thing that matters is the meaning, not the form. Form doesn't mean anything. It's like, the form used to mean everything. Now I want to know what's going on in the form. Mm-hmm. What's coming through the form is what I want to know now. That's what matters. Mm-hmm. But I used to be just the form. And it's a part of my mind is completely addicted to form. It's totally obsessed with form. All it notices is form. Mm-hmm. All it wants is form. And it sees form all around it that it wants some kind of form. I want that form. I think I want that form over there. I don't even know what the person is about. I just look at them and want them. It's got to be the form. How would you like to have a form and the content? Both. Together. How about that? Is everybody that cool, everybody? Would you like it in the form that you like it? With the content that you would like? Would you like it in the form that you like it and the content that you like it? Just to pretend I'm the great creator of the universe, right? But I create things according to willingness to receive and enthusiasm and acceptance. And based on that, you ain't getting none of it. I will not send some loving being to you to be unappreciated and to receive no enthusiasm and no excitement. I'm sorry. I love my creations too much to send one to you. Mm-hmm. Because I just asked you if you wanted that, and you have no enthusiasm about it. Well, why should I send some enthusiastic being to you? You're not doing it for me. You're doing it for you. So that's why I get really hyped up, even though sometimes I feel weird because everybody else is so freaking quiet.
Yeah.
It's because I see what it creates in my life. And what you're doing is just giving me another opportunity to put that energy out there, and I'm giving you the opportunity to do the same thing, and you're innocent if you don't do anything. But I want to create a safe space for you to have that enthusiasm, that desire. To have some other people around you saying, hey, we with you. We want you to have what you want to have, too. Because that's how you get it. It's all of us joining on it. So we got each other. We got all we need.
Mm-hmm.
Then it'll come to you in the form you need it in. The perfect form for you. The perfect form for you. And it could be the form you're already with, but you're just not seeing it correctly. It doesn't mean you have to do a wholesale getting people out of your life. It just means you might just need to just change your way of looking at it to this new purpose that we're learning tonight and really apply this new purpose and see what happens. But I really like to do it with people who want to.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I ask. You know, it's like, hey, this is what I'd like to accomplish in this relationship. Would you like to accomplish this too? And they go, hey, you're crazy. That's weird. Okay, you just saved me some time. But you wouldn't have saved me time had I not told you what I wanted. Had I not shown up authentically, you couldn't have rejected me. But if I had decided to be who you wanted me to be, then you might have gone along with me, but I couldn't have never been myself. Because if you get a person on the false pretenses, you got to keep on playing their game all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it doesn't work to seduce, because you're going to go into a lie personality. You're going to try to, okay, whatever they say, I'm going to say okay. Or whatever I can do to get this going, I'm going to say it, I'm going to do it. So then you got to keep doing it. But if you show up as who you are, just show up as who you are, then all the people who need you the way you are, the Course says God will send them to you because the way you are is what they need. So the more you are you, the happier they are. You'll be wondering, what is it I'm doing to even deserve this? Because you're just being, but everybody's pretty pleased. And that's a cool way to live, because that's effortless. You're just being, and everything's being taken care of. Everybody's happy. Wow. But if you acting, then you're going to be surrounded by people you can never be yourself with. If you're afraid of loss, you're going to be surrounded by people you can never be yourself with, because you're so afraid of losing them, you'll never show up. So you can't have fear and have honesty. You can't have fear and honesty. They're incompatible. Because if I'm afraid of you, I'm not going to be honest with you. If I'm afraid of you, I'm not going to be honest with you, because I'm afraid of losing you, or I'm afraid of a lot of drama, or I'm afraid of a lot of attack. So why should I tell you the truth when you're going to act a damn fool? You're going to go off. So why, what, like you said in the acting class, what's the motivation? What's your motivation? You know, you got to give me some motivation to be open to you. You got to give me some motivation to be honest with you. You got to show me that it benefits me to be honest with you. No, you just ought to be honest. Yeah, I ought to be. But I don't feel like listening to your crap. Okay, that's real. That's spiritual. What? I'm going to lie to you. Why? Because you're nuts. If I tell you the truth, you're going to act crazy. So I'm going to tell you what I think is going to give me some peace so I can go to bed tonight. But that's not honest. Yeah, I'd be glad to be honest if you'd be sane. Be glad to. But I'm not going to be dealing with a bunch of crap just in the name of honesty. Because you're going to be gone anyway. You don't love me no way. If you loved me in the first place, you wouldn't be so freaking afraid of what I'm going to do. So what? I already know how it's going to turn out. I'm just trying to delay the ending until I hit this a few more times.
Yeah.
I already know it's not real. I just want to play with it a while longer. That's why I'm afraid. That's why you're afraid. Because we both know it's not real. We wouldn't be afraid if we knew it was real. So we already know it's not real, but we just still want to play with each other in certain ways, whatever that is. That means that's getting real. I got a need, you're fulfilling it, and we're gonna, even though we know it's not real, let's keep fulfilling these needs for as long as possible. But we could change our mind, change the whole relationship in an instant, and we could have an incredible real relationship, and that's what I want you to have. Thank you for listening to me. Rant and rave and remember. Rant, rave, and remember. That's going to be my book. Ranting, raving, and remembering. You hear what I'm saying, Bonnie?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All you need is one. All you need is one person that to join you on the truth to transform your whole life. We're going to do the love offering now. Thank you for money. I just want to thank you.
It's like
I see the simplicity of it. What I want now is what I'm receiving from many people in my classes, which is that some more people who really are ready to do it now. Mm-hmm. It's like they know they reached that point that they're really ready for a change and they're really ready to take advantage of us. That they're tired of just getting new recipe books. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the next class, the next book, the next class, the next book, the next teaching, the next teacher, mm-hmm. the next. It's like going to all these different mm-hmm. things to hear the same thing being said to us in different ways, and then mistaking that for being enlightenment. You know, you ought to read this book over here, and you ought to read that book right there, and you ought to read that book over there, and you need to read that book over there, and you need to read that book over there. It's like, no, I got the recipe. It's time to start baking. Get your favorite recipe. That's your path. And then once you get that recipe, you just cook your cake. See, this is my cookbook, but I'm ready to cook the cake. I don't need somebody to give me another cookbook. This one is quite sufficient for me. It may not be for you. And if it's not for you, it's easy to tell. It won't have an appeal to you. And you just won't do it. And don't. Don't waste your time. Go for the path that you feel like doing. Go for the path that inspires you. The Bible, as it was traditionally taught, it just didn't do it for me. I'm sorry. It just didn't do it for me as it was being taught to me. But now that I've studied the course, I can pick it up and I can see things in it that blow my mind. Because I'm looking at it through different eyes than I did when I was being taught sin and condemnation and hell. But just face it, fearful minds respond to fear. So the way you get a fearful person to do anything is scare them into doing it. Because they're fearful. Fear works on fear. So that's why when you try to be loving to a person that's fearful, it doesn't work on them. You have to be fearful when a person is fearful, but you got to make the fear look like it's love. So you have to give fearful people a pleasant form of fear. Okay? And a pleasant form of fear is a fear where you're totally limited, but you like it. You're totally limited, but you like it. That's a pleasant form of fear. But you're afraid of losing it, but you like it. So let's just take a quick glance around the room, okay? And when you look around the room, I'd like for you to just take this thought. Let peace extend from my mind to yours. Let peace extend from my mind to yours. Let peace extend from my mind to yours. Okay? You want everybody in this room to have what they want in their hearts.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And since you don't have probably much personal history with them, then you don't have any grievances or anything like that. All you can do is, so it's easy for you to want them to have the best. Plus, they're cute. It's a good chance to check them out. Now you got a legitimate excuse for checking them out. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm going to give you a better excuse for checking them out. Now I want you to look at their bodies and see their bodies as being whole and healed and healthy. In order to do that, you got to look at it. Okay, now you get a chance to check everybody out legitimately and hear them at the same time. Especially the forbidden parts. And see them as innocent, forbidden, where all the guilt is. You know where the guilt is located, man. We all know where the guilt is located. To see this healing, see, hear the laughter, that's the healing. That's the healing. You don't know how many diseases you're not going to get. So I'll see you the next time. Sunday, 1 o'clock. Okay, I love you. Appreciate you. Yes. We are cool.
We are.